Good day, Feast Binanganan. Cop Mark here, and welcome to Feast at Home. We are in our series, Citizen, How to Build a Nation, and it's already top three. And it's titled, We Are World Changers. Say that again, We Are World Changers. Kaya ngayong araw na ito, mga kapatid, I want to preach the message, God is calling you back. How? Ask me how. God's plan is to rebuild Eden in our world, and He wants us to build it with Him. And it is possible. Today we'll unpack the wonderful story of Daniel and his three friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Now, whose Babylonian names were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Sino sila, mga kapatid? They were world changers. They were rebuilding Eden in Babylon. Now, it may be a loony idea, yet you'll understand it later. Now, before I proceed, let's all pray our favorite prayer here in the feast. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, I receive all of God's love for me. Today, I open myself to the unbounded, limitless, overflowing abundance of God's universe. Today, I open myself to God's blessings, healing, and miracles. Today, I open myself to God's words so that I become more like Jesus every day. Today, I proclaim that I am God's beloved, I am God's servant, I am God's powerful champion, and because I am blessed, I am blessing the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Mga kapatid, to get to know these world changers, yeah. Sabi nga, let's hop on a time machine. Yeah. Imagine it's, anong taon? 587 BC, and ikaw, you're a cute 11-year-old Jew living in a two-room bungalow in Jerusalem. Yeah. Yung magulang mo, busy sila sa coffee shop, no? Pangalan ng coffee shop, Starbucks, kasi isa lang yung branch. And ito ay near the temple. And ano ginagawa mo, di ba? Isa kang junior barista. Huwag makatulong sa namang gulong mo. And, no, syempre, when the shop is closed, diba? Kada hapon, you still have time na makapaglaro ng ano, patentero tumumpreso sa iyong mga limits. Now, life is happy as you imagine it. It's beautiful. Pero one day, isang araw, everything that is beautiful ends. One fateful morning, you hear the roar of a foreign army marching on your streets. All around you, neighbors are screaming, running, and crying. And with your own two eyes, you see foreign soldiers barge into the magnificent temple of Jerusalem. They desecrate it, burn it to ruins. And you see the soldiers kill your family, your uncles, your older brothers. And it happened. Ito na. These soldiers crash into your home. They fasten chains sa paa mo at sa mga kamay mo. And together with other captives, you walk 2,000 miles to a foreign country. This catastrophic event is called the Babylonian Exile. Now, when everything is over, you find yourself living among strange people that spoke a strange language and worshiped a strange god. And the Jewish exiles are now asking two questions. How did we end up here? And is there still hope for us? This may come as a huge surprise to you, but the whole story of the Hebrew Bible, was designed to answer these two questions of the Babylonian exiles. Why? Ask me why. In fact, the Oral tradition of the Old Testament started many centuries before, but its final shape was formed during the Babylonian exile. Now, God is calling us back to Eden. Think of the first story nung Genesis, di ba? With Adam and Eve, di ba? They were living in the Garden of Eden, and that was their home. That was their home on one condition, that they trust God. Pero nangyari, they took matters into their own hands and disobeyed Him. And so they were banished from Eden. Now, will this banishment sound familiar to the Jewish exiles in Babylon? Malamang, di ba? Because in the Bible, a few pages after the Adam and Eve story is the Tower of Babel story. The king of Babel wanted to build a tower that will reach the heavens. But God frustrated his plans and confused their languages. Now, in Hebrew, Babel and Babylon are the same words. The Genesis authors weren't just hinting. Hindi lang sila nagbibigay ng mga clue. They plastered their message on a giant billboard saying, "The king of Babylon may be in control right now, but God is the real king." Kaya nga, after a few more chapters is what? God's call to Abraham. Now, God called Abe from the land of Ur, going to the promised land. And where is Ur? Sa po ba nakikita yan? Ur is in Babylon. Yan po mga kapatid. And a few centuries later, the Bible says that the Jews became slaves in a foreign land called Egypt. Our God sent Moses to lead them to the promised land para ilabas sila. Now, will the exiles in Babylon identify with this powerful story? Absolutely. Throughout the Bible, God was calling people back to Eden. Kaya for the Genesis authors, Eden, Jerusalem, and the Promised Land symbolized one thing: a place where God was king. But what happened to the Jewish exiles in Babylon? The Jewish exiles responded to their captivity in two ways. Yung una was what? Rebellion. They took up arms, diba? Lumaban sila. They fought the Babylonians. And yung second response, compromise. They assimilated to the Babylonian culture. Sinakyan nila yung kultura na yun. And iniwan nila si Eres, si Yahweh, and worship Babylonian gods. But there was a third group that didn't rebel or compromise. They served the third group. Why? Ask me why. Because they followed God's word through the prophet Jeremiah. And this is his mind-bending message. Let's read it from Jeremiah chapter 29 verses 5 to 7. Build homes and plan to stay. Plant gardens and eat the food they produce. Marry and have children, then find spouses for them so that you may have many grandchildren. Multiply, do not dwindle away, and work for the peace and prosperity of the city where I sent you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, for its welfare will determine your welfare. And this was the third way. Jeremiah was telling the Jews to live in this foreign city and work for its prosperity, but remain faithful to Yahweh. And Daniel and his friends were part of this third way. Kasali sila dyan. These guys started as Jewish prisoners in Babylon, but because they had potential, they found themselves serving in the royal court of King Nebuchadnezzar. Now let's read from chapter 1, verse 6 to 7. Daniel Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were four of the young men chosen, all from the tribe of Judah. The chief of staff renamed them with these Babylonian names. Daniel was called Belteshazzar, Hananiah was called Shadrach, Mishael was called Meshach, Azariah was called Abednego. Remember, naalala niyo yung our last talk on dual citizenship? Daniel and his friends were dual citizens. They were Babylonian citizens immersed in Babylonian politics, reporting to the king Nebuchadnezzar. Yet, in their heart, they were citizens of God who followed the real king. Now, this third way was a wild balancing act. They were in the world but not for it. And you know what was crazy? They were serving the enemy. They worked for a pagan nation na gumiba nung kanilang tinitira. Diba? They served sa mga taong pumatay sa mga kamag-anak nila. Diba? Yet they were serving this government. Question. Do you find yourself in a similar situation? Do you find yourself working in corrupt government agencies and corrupt companies serving under corrupt bosses? We know that politics can be dirty, madumi dyan. But God still calls us to serve there. Yung iba sa atin, we are called to run for public office, others to serve in government. For all of us, sa ating manatitira, ano gagawin natin? We should discern, vote, and campaign for our candidates. Now, here's a question I want to ask you. In a pagan government, can you remain faithful to God? Can you be like Daniel and his friends? Now, the story of Daniel and his friends shout, yes. Now, we too, tayo rin mga kapatid, tinatawag tayo na maging part nitong third way. But to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Now, how did these guys change their world? Ulitin ko po, Daniel and his friends were world changers. They were building Eden in Babylon and by making God king of the world. How did they do it? In two ways. First, they were excellent. Now let's read this from verse 18 to 20. When the training period ordered by the king was completed, the chief of staff brought all the young men to King Nebuchadnezzar. The king talked with them, and no one impressed him as much as Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they entered the royal service. Whenever the king consulted them in any matter requiring wisdom and balanced judgment, he found them 10 times more capable than any of the magicians and enchanters in his entire kingdom. If you are a Jesus follower, don't just be known as the prayerful who brings the Bible. Be also known through your excellence. Is the only way to create a better world is to be a better person. Now, are you an accountant? Are you a janitor, a nurse, a BPO agent, a housewife, or a teacher? Then be the best. Be the best accountant, janitor, nurse, BPO agent, housewife, or teacher in your world. Because God gave you gifts. Develop them. Develop them to the hilt. Be the best version of yourself so that you can be the best blessing for others. Now, like Daniel and his friends, we can aim to be 10 times more capable. Diba? It might take yung buhay mo, diba? Or her. Haba ng taon. But that's the goal, mga kapatid. No. But they were not just excellent. They were not just excellent. Second, they were faithful also. Now, in that pagan culture, Daniel and his friends believed they were representing God, and their faithfulness underwent a huge test. Isa pong pagsusunod. Isang araw, King Nebuchadnezzar gumawa siya ng 90 feet tall na gold statue. Dito po nasubukan sila. He commanded everyone to bow to it. Diba? Doon sa statue na yun, sa statue na yun. As their God. So, no, everyone did. Lahat ginawa yun. Except the faithful Jews. Some in the king's court, yan, yung mga kasama nung hari, didn't like those Jews. So they told the king, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego aren't, you know, bowing down to your gold statue. They're not obeying you. Now let's read what happened. Nebuchadnezzar was so furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that his face became distorted with rage. He commanded that the furnace be heated 7 times more than usual. Then he ordered some of the strongest men of his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace. So they tied them up and threw them into the furnace. Fully dressed in their pants, turbans, robes, and other garments. But suddenly, Nebuchadnezzar jumped up in amazement and exclaimed to his advisors, "Didn't we tie up 3 men and throw them into the furnace?" "Yes, your majesty, we certainly did," they replied. "Look," Nebuchadnezzar shouted, "I see 4 men unbound walking around in the fire, unharmed, and the fourth looks like a god." Then Nebuchadnezzar came as close as he could to the door of the flaming furnace and shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here." So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stepped out of the fire. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to even higher positions in the government. Positions in the province of Babylon. Now, following God in church is easy, but following God in a pagan world is not. It's like being thrown to the fire. But you'll be surrounded by temptations, pressure, rejection, and persecution. But in the story we just read, there was a fourth person in the fire. Now may I preach this to you. Perhaps you find yourself in fire right now. Please know, kapatid, God is in the fire with you. And He will rescue you. Trust Him. Now what happened after the exile? Ultimately, if you read Ezra and Nehemiah, the Jews were able to go back to Jerusalem. But when they did get home, they discovered that Israel was still under the iron rod of foreign rule. Worse, they saw how the Jews themselves, you know, continued in their corrupt ways. Na-realize nila that even if they were already, you know, living in their homeland, they were still in spiritual exile. They were still looking for a place where God was truly king. Kaya makalipas ng maraming taon, a Jew named by the name or by the name of Jesus announced that he was building a new kingdom. And he called anyone who wanted to build the kingdom and change the world to join him. And ikaw, kapatid, Jesus calls you to be a world changer, to rebuild Eden here and now. Now, I hear 3 common objections. Naririnig po na, well, I just said that I hear 3 common objections. Ito po yung una. I just want to save my soul. Now, lagi ko po naririnig ito. Ako? Change the world? Wake up, I just want to save my soul. I just want to go to heaven. You know, we misunderstand Christianity at the risk of sounding heretical. Now, I must say, Jesus is not calling you to heaven. least not yet, di ba? Unless of course na gusto mo ano, mauna. just kidding. Now, you hear me say this over and over again, yeah, because I'm trying to chip away the brainwashing we've received in the past. Lagi ko po ito nasasabi sa mga previous talks na. God is not calling you to go to heaven, but to create heaven on earth, especially for the suffering. Now, which brings me to the second objection. Ano yung second objection? Diba? The problem is too big. Lagi, madalas ko rin po natin. Kap, sobrang daming paghihirap dito sa mundo. Sobrang daming corruption dito sa mundo. So, daming masasama. Ano ba magagawa natin, di ba? It's all useless. Now, many times, we see poverty as, you know, like a seven-headed monster. We feel so helpless. So, we don't even try to do anything. Now, to answer this, I tell them this old story, you know. You know, alam, one day, a man was walking on the beach, nakatapos lang ng bagyo, and he saw the waves had washed to the shore, libo-libong starfish, all of them now drying up under the sun. That was when he saw a little boy picking up starfishes and throwing them back to the sea. He walked up to the boy and said, "There are too many of them, it's useless, it won't make a difference at all." Now, the little boy picked up a starfish, which he said. Tinignan niya ito and smiled. "It makes a big difference to this one." And binato niya pabalik sa dagat si starfish. Anawim, our home for the abandoned elderly, can house only 70 residents. Gabatak lang po yan sa dami po. Diba? Sa dami. Na hindi maabot. But for those 70 lolas and lolas who were picked up from the streets, it means the world. Now, how do you change the world? How? Ask me how. Love one person at a time. We cannot do everything, but we can do something. Si Mother Teresa nga sabi niya, "I alone cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone across the waters to create many ripples." Third objection. Tapos na tayo. I don't have what it takes. Diba? Pero kap, what can I do? I'm just an ordinary human. Tao lang ako. Kapatid, I will not disagree with you. Diba? We are all ordinary. But we have an extraordinary God. We are all in spiritual exile. We are all longing for Eden, that beautiful place where God is king. Now, as we come to worship, mga kapatid, open your heart to Jesus. Because here's the truth. The only way to change the world is to let God change your inner world. How? Let God build Eden in your heart. Do the opposite of what Adam and Eve did. They took matters into their hands, but you take matters into His hands. Trust Him. Kapatid, God is calling you back to Eden. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, sa araw na to na binigyan sa maraming maraming salamat. Kaya, Lord, make us world changers. Make us the better versions of ourselves every day. Help us and mold us, Lord, to do good, to love one person at a time. Change us, O Lord, so that we would be worthy to be in this kingdom of yours. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Mga kapatid, again, this is Cap Markey. I miss you all. Hoping to see you soon. And may all our prayers and dreams come true. God bless us all.